Welcome everybody to our Deck and Karen Ensign, our Saturday action workshop call, where we all get together and learn how to develop the mindset and the skills to be a professional network marketer, and so we can build our business, help other people, create the income and lifestyle that we'd love to have, and help other people to do the same, be healthy and happy and abundant.
Create at least 100 millionaires.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got a few announcements. I wanted to announce that on Dave's call at 8 a.m. Pacific time this morning, that William Todd, Royal Diamond, is going to be interviewing our international president, Ben Woodward, on the power of our mind, our healthy mind pillar. I know that's going to be phenomenal. And then, you guys, I want to share something pretty exciting. The stats for March, on the April kickoff call, the one with Colleen and Jeff Isom, on the first part of May here, what they shared the stats for, you know, they can't share stats until it's been
till the
15th of the month,
following month.
And so they were sharing the ones for March. And in March, there were 7 new silvers, and Jamie Sorensen and Becky and Steve Dragon's downline was a new silver. So I thought that was pretty exciting that our team had one of the new silvers, and congratulations, Becky and Steve and Jamie. And then they announced the top sponsors for March, you know, in all of NECAN, North America. And I didn't write fast enough. I just wrote down Nina Alves on our team from the Bay Area was one of the top sponsors. Also Bernadette McBurney, who is in the Bay Area. Top PGV, I think there might have been more than one, but again, I just wrote down our team, was Ruth Lowe.
No, top. Ruth was the top.
She was the very top, the top PGV.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, isn't that exciting? So isn't that exciting, you guys? You're our team.
Yeah.
We had one of the silvers. We had one of the top sponsors, and we had the top PGV. So you guys are awesome. What a team. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo-hoo, yeah. And there's going to be many more kudos to come because you guys are all in such massive action right now. And then Humans Being More, we have, you know, there's it's always great to go to Humans Being More, and if there's one in your area or if there's one in an area where you have team members or family or friends, or sure to promote them. But we have this one in Salt Lake City coming up next week in May 15th and 16th, and that's where Becky and Steve and Adam and David Brooks and Jamie Sorensen. So, I mean, that's going to be a really important Humans Being More. And if you guys have people in that area, you know, be sure to get them, encourage them to attend. That'll be a great Humans Being More. And then in Salt Lake City, you know, there's going to be a big expo that Reed Nelson is putting on July 10th and 11th. And we're going to be there. There's going to be new products. There'll be people from the company. I mean, that's a great event to promote. And back to Humans Being More, another one in our team area is in the Bay Area. We have a lot of people, Nina Alves, Lois Wilburn, Judah Lynn, Patton, lots of people on our team in the Bay Area. And there's going to be Humans Being More May 15th and 16th, again, next weekend. And then also Lois and Bernadette. I see, Lois, that you're on. And would you like to announce you guys are going to have a preview every Saturday? Is that what I understand to be? Is that what I heard?
Lois? Lois Wilburn, are you on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, a little bit.
Real soft.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, we're having one today. Next Saturday will be the Humans Being More, so I know it won't be then. But it may not be Saturday, but we will be doing previews regularly.
That's fantastic. And is it going to move around or is it going to stay at the same place?
It's going to stay in the same place.
And where is that?
1151 Harbor Bay Parkway. That's in Alameda.
Alameda and super. Okay, and what time?
Today will be from 10 to 12.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Good job, guys. Woo-hoo!
Yes.
All right.
She's trying to say something. Do you want to say something else?
What'd you say?
I thought you were trying to say something else. And we were
no, it's like it's just really
okay.
Exciting to be teaming up with Bernadette.
Oh, that's going to be, yeah. Bernadette has such, passion and commitment to Nikan, and so do you. I mean, these are going to be awesome previews, so congratulations
yeah.
on doing that.
Oh, thank you.
And then, of course, the
that's
big event.
Location.
Yeah, good.
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no problem. Then the next big thing, is going to be the convention in San Antonio, October 22nd to 24th, and just be sure to continue to promote that at all of your events, have flyers, have a chart, maybe with the benefits. But that's going to be such an important pivotal point. It's always great to have an event to work towards, to invite to help people be at new rank, have silver, gold, there, people that'll be on the team Kaizen. What I'm trying to say is, so we want to promote it, and the 5-block tickets that have been available are almost sold out. Right now you can still get 5 tickets at a discounted price. And when you do that, you also get up to 2 free tickets, depending on who is on your distributorship. If there's just one of you on your distributorship, you get 1 free ticket. And if there's 2 of you, like Jack and I, you get 2 free tickets. But those are just about sold out. And one of the things Rick talked about that's so powerful is now that everybody's doing 21 clubs, as you do these 21 clubs, you'll be finding your 5 prosperity partners, your 5 business partners that can come to the San Antonio event with you. And 21 clubs, we want to congratulate everybody on our team that has already stepped up and are doing 21 clubs in May. Our team goal is to have 30 of you guys doing ones in May. And we've got people that we've talked to that are working on setting one up, and we have 12 solid commitments of ones that are either in progress or are going to be in progress in May. And so I'm going to just read them off real quickly. The Bs that are doing 21 Club in May are Gloria Snyder, Cindy Weiscarver, Pam Barnes, Nancy Clyde, David Anderson, Judalyn Patton, Adam Dragon, David Brooks, Linda Greenwood, Kathleen, I don't have your last name right here, Patricia Van Gelder, and Terry Kinghorn. So congratulations to all of you guys that have already stepped up. And I know there's a whole lot more of you that are working on them. They're just not quite firmed up yet. So let us know as soon as they are, and we'll be working with you to help get those going, because just think of that. the massive momentum that's going to happen by doing that. It's just really great.
Well, think about it happening all over Nikan, too, not only across North America, but even around the world. So that's probably another thing that Ben and William are going to talk about. When thought is focused across the broad geographical area, it's going to change the vibration of the whole earth. I mean, it will make a difference, and we're going to see some exciting things coming up.
We're all working together, people helping people to, live a richer, fuller life, to have better health, improved health, more energy, to have more abundance. It's just so amazing what we can do, grassroots, person to person. I mean, we really can be an instrument for good. So we just get so excited about that. And I know Dave Johnson does too. We get on calls every morning and listen to everybody that, those calls are amazing, you guys. it just kind of keeps you hooked into the pulse of NECAN and what people are doing. This morning we have a special guest speaker, one of our team, Julie Matt, and she just got back. She went to the Women's Expo in Colorado last weekend with Judy Tara, Susan Carver, Valerie Johnson was there. And so, Julie, would you please share with us some of that special ahas, what it meant, what you learned, how it's going to make a difference. Anyway, Julie Matt, take it away.
Good morning. Thank you so much. I'm in a car, so I apologize ahead of time. Hopefully you guys can hear me fairly clearly. Yes, Colorado. Oh, my goodness. First of all, it's very high altitude. Who knew? It affected me more than I thought it would. But the wonderful news is I did not get a migraine, much like a lot of other people who attended. So all of my technologies are still working. For that, I am thrilled. At any rate, yes, Susan Carver, Julie Tara, Valerie Johnson was there. Pat Elkins was there. We had some guests from the Philippines were there. We had some Canadian guests. We had a lot of people from all over the U.S. were there. Some of the highlights for me, Saturday morning we were able to Skype with the Hungary Women Empowerment event. So we spent a couple of hours sharing internationally, truly internationally across the pond with speakers in Hungary and then having speakers in Colorado for the Hungarian group. So that was really special to just sort of be able to bond and, you know, wave and hoot and holler at one another and just know that, you know, there was empowerment all over the place. There was a lot of estrogen going on, and it was wonderful. And it is such a different perspective. Not that it's negative or positive or anything. It's just a different perspective to be in a group of women, loving, caring women, and hearing the words that they use to promote their business and how they get their business moving forward and the support that they're so willing to offer everybody. You know, you get into these events, and, like, I flew in. I know Julie Tara's name. I've seen her speak. Same with Susan. I've spoken briefly with Valerie, but that's it. I didn't really know anybody else at the event. And by Monday morning, you know, I had 59 new best friends and 59 new names in my book that I can call on a moment's notice to ask for help or support or three-way calls, which was great. A lot more information available to me that way. So it was wonderful. We opened the night Friday evening with each and every guest who was in attendance had a minute or two to speak about why they had chosen to attend and what their goal was for the event, and then on Monday we had an opportunity to speak again to elaborate a little bit further as to whether or not we felt as though we'd been able to achieve our goals and some of our ahas. And of course Monday was exceedingly emotional. There were a lot of people who made a lot of progress, and seeing, you know, the light as to what they can do and what they should be doing, which is wonderful. And we had a couple guest speakers on Sunday who came in as well and talked about alignment technologies and being able to look at somebody's face and eyes and understand their strengths just by looking at their face and trying to identify whether or not there's somebody that would be good on your team, which was just incredible information. And of course everybody was clamoring to find out what they were and who else they needed on their teams to grow and be more prosperous. So that was very interesting. For myself, I think some of the best things that I really learned were concepts that I knew, but I guess I just needed to hear them one more time in order to really have them set in my soul, to understand that it's okay and it's not egotistical to think that my life is not as big as it should be currently and that I need to be living a much larger, much bigger breadth of a life, which I sort of always felt like I should be doing, but I always felt as though it wasn't for me to do, even though I felt small and I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing at all. And just having, I guess, just 59 loving arms and energy wrapped around me for 3 days solid and hearing all of their words of encouragement really helped me really feel that it's okay. It's not, I'm trying not to cry, so it's not egotistical. Just feel like my life should be bigger than it is, or is bigger than I'm allowing it to be. So I need to let go of that. And Jack, I'm going to kiss that cow and set it off to pasture, and it can retire happily, because that's not for me anymore. I just need to let my life be as big as it's supposed to be. So I did that, I think, Sunday into Monday, and I was speaking with Gloria. It's a blur. I can't remember. Yesterday, maybe the day before. I don't recall, Gloria. I'm sorry what day it was. But and I told her that the universe shifted, I don't know, maybe 7, 8, 9 things on Monday alone for me to be in a place where I met up with somebody that I had met on Friday but didn't have the right words to speak with them correctly. So I flew. My first leg of my flight was only 15 minutes, and I met this gentleman who was on his way to Puerto Rico and lives in the general vicinity within an hour of me. And we had a lovely 15-minute airplane ride, and I learned a lot about him. But I didn't have the words at my, the tip of my tongue to speak Niken, and it was really quite rushed, as it was only a 15-minute flight. At any rate, I was supposed to come back late in the afternoon on Tuesday, and anyhow, a lot of different things changed. A lot of plans fell through that had been planned for Monday night for me, and to the point that, I was supposed to sleep at 4 different places by the time Tuesday came around. I, actually slept at a hotel and changed my flight because I didn't want to be sitting in the Denver airport longer than I had to, and I remained calm, and I didn't understand why it was happening, but I was in such a wonderful place that I kept thinking, something has to be happening for me to be doing all of this and for all of these plans to be changing. And lo and behold, my flight from Denver to Philly provided no opportunities for me to understand it, because it was a very empty flight and I was alone for about 3 rows of people, which is unusual. And I was sitting waiting for my 15-minute puddle jumper flight, and the gentleman with whom I sat on my first leg of my flight, walked up to me and said, "Remember me? We flew together on Friday."
Wow.
and I said, "Oh, my goodness." And his name is Israel. And I said, I thought you were going to be gone a lot longer than you were. I had this wonderful vacation planned in my head for you." He said, "No, it was just very quick." And I knew that he was off visiting his son who lives in Puerto Rico. And so I asked him how his trip had been. And he said it was great, and he was excited, sad to leave, and his son was crying, and he couldn't wait to go back in June. And the words that came out of my mouth were just, "Why don't you live in Puerto Rico?" And he said, "Julia, there's no jobs there." And that was it. We exchanged information, and as I said to Gloria, I tried to text him as we were boarding to make sure I had the right number, because the writing was horrible. And I didn't, and I got off the plane and chased him down because I was in the very last seat. And I caught him as he was leaving the airport, and I'm basically with my rolly bag running down the sidewalk chasing him, a stalker, like a good stalker that I am. And he said, "What's going on? Is everything okay?" And I said, "I don't think I have the right phone number for you." So we clarified that, and as I'm walking away from him, he kept shouting, "Julie, don't forget to phone me. Don't forget." And I said, "It's okay for you to phone me, too, if you don't hear from me in a day or two. But, please, it's okay for you to phone me, because you've got my business card." So we've not yet connected. I've left him a voicemail and sent him a text with some additional information. But I wouldn't have necessarily had the gumption or the words, and I certainly wasn't planning on being on that flight. It was 6 or I think we were at letter J or I in the alphabet, and my plan B kept changing. And everybody at the retreat was joking that I was on plan J, and it was suitable for Julie. So, at any rate, so I think truly having been in that loving environment really allowed me to be placed in the right spot to meet somebody who, needs some help. And hopefully we'll be able to build something from that. So on my flight out, I met somebody, and on my flight back, I re-met somebody, which was great. And, yeah, so, I don't know if those are the kinds of things you wanted me to share. There was a lot of information. I have pages and pages and pages in my notebook, which I have yet to digest thoroughly. But I truly feel better able to speak to, not necessarily, well, to my warm market, but also to the colder market of people that I'm speaking with or introducing myself to. And I didn't feel as comfortable doing that. And I think a lot of that is just accepting the fact that this is supposed to be huge and it's supposed to be where I am. So there's less discomfort in having that conversation. So yesterday at work, three people pulled together and placed an order, which was great. And Chasing Israel, even in a book, I don't know. So anyhow, we'll see what comes of that. And I'm on my way to go and get my hair done, which makes me so much more empowered. And Gloria knows it was the opening line she used to meet me. So here's hoping I'll find somebody else today. And then I have a couple of appointments to follow up with some people who are in my holistic chamber of commerce, but I'm just going to get myself in front of them again to have another opportunity to speak again and see what comes of it today.
Wow, Julie, thank you for that. I mean, I think I feel more empowered just listening to you. You know, it's such a great experience, like you said, to be with a small group of people where you can really get to know each other and feel each other's hearts and know that, you're a like-minded group of people that have so much, to empower, to be empowered yourself and to reach out and offer that to other people, that they can be empowered to live the life that they, that they really want to live, like Israel. Maybe that he can be empowered to live in Puerto Rico.
Right. I think, too, one of the things, Karen, is just not that I would ever wish any hardships on anybody, but to hear other people's struggles really makes you feel less alone, to know that, I'm afraid of that as well, and, okay, how did you handle that? And maybe we can get through that together. So I have a couple of people where we're sort of holding hands to get us past whatever it is, whatever hurdle it is that they're concerned about. And, I know that with the large group together, we were able to, convince more people to come to San Antonio and to, make use of that time so that we could all see one another again and, definitely next year and that sort of thing. So, you're not alone in the world, right, with your struggles. It's a big thing. It's to get the insight from other people as to how they're coping with their things and to know that people who are, not that rank really means anything, but people who have built their businesses really quite soundly still struggle and still have bad days and still have days where they don't really have the energy or the wherewithal to go out and introduce to new people. And it's okay, right? You just kind of pick it up the next day and carry on. So to hear Susan and Julie admit that is kind of like, wow, okay. So I'll stop flogging myself when I don't make the extra effort one day and just not have that negativity about it and just carry on.
That is a huge aha, because we see these people on stage and we think they just came that way. they're different than us. They've got more courage, or they never had any problems. And to find out that really everybody is just like us. Everybody really has the same fears and the same, beating ourselves up and feeling that we're not good enough and the fear to step out. And when we find out these other people, Julie Tara, Susan Carver, they're just like us. And that if they can do it, we really can do it. And like you're saying, you get that feeling of support, they're there for you, but because they have, you can, and because you can empower the people that are going to come into your life. Because, again, as you go out to sponsor people, as all of us go out to sponsor people, they're going to have all these same things in their hopes, their dreams, their fears, their self-imposed limitations. And it really is, it's all about personal growth. But really, sometimes Jack and I, we think about Niken's biggest product really is, it's humans being more.
Yeah.
It's the human empowerment. It's really, really realizing that we can make these choices to be healthier, to emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically. Oh, I see. We're almost to the end of our call. So we got to talk about our – thank you so much, Julie. Thank you.
Yay,
thank you.
Julie.
Thank you for sharing. I mean, that is huge. You helped us, the whole rest of us, just by you going. So we really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Raise all of our vibrations. So you guys, our subject for today I sent it in the email, and I hope you guys all saw it. There was an 8-minute video with Brian Crothers on how to master a 3-way call, an ABC call. And, you know, now that we're all doing 21 Club, an ABC call, a lot of times you're going to be meeting with people, and then you're going to be doing an ABC, a 3-way call with your upline, either on a conference call or over a Skype or over a Zoom. Anyway, Brian talks about 3 types of 3-way calls that we want to get good at, and one is the recruiting one, where you're talking to a new person and having them explore the possibilities of Niken for themselves. And he talked about how we need to bridge the gap. Like, you know, if you have a 20-year-old that's making $15,000 a year, and they're talking to maybe a 60-year-old that's making $15,000 a month, I mean, there's not going to be any credibility there. So that's, you know, that's kind of an extreme example. But really, every time we talk to another person, having the credibility of doing a 3-way call, it just makes a huge difference. Brian talks about how it can increase our business, our team, our income, you know, twice, thrice, 4 times, quadruples by learning to do these 3-way calls. And the second reason to do a 3-way call is to welcome people onto your team. So every time you sponsor somebody, it can be a customer, a team member, is that you want to do at least 1 3-way, probably 2 or 3 with upline or with other team members to welcome them. And that's something, you know, we can start practicing for homework this week, you guys. You know, do a 3-way with us. Somebody is on your team that we haven't spoke to yet, or maybe not very much, and do a 3-way to introduce us. And that's one of the ways we can practice doing these 3-way calls. And the third reason he said to do them is to promote events. And so to promote people being on an online call, or to be at a live event, or to, you know, a live local event, or to be at one of these big events like in Salt Lake City, or the field convention coming up in San Antonio, to do the 3-way calls for that. Who on this call, we just got a couple minutes here, but who on this call has watched that video that would like to share an insight? I mean, just share that you listened to it and what you're thinking about it.
Okay, hang on here.
Conference muted.
Okay, who'd like to share? Did anybody watch it?
When did you send it out, Karen?
Okay, I sent it out. It says in the headline, it says, what does it say? It says, it was the invitation for today's call. And so I sent it out on Thursday morning. And it says, how to master 3-way call, I think.
It says, hi, this is David. Oh, go ahead.
Yes, please, David.
Yeah, I did watch it, and it's really good. It's really enthusiastic, and part of the way I filter it in is that we can always improve and get better at things. And he just really expands how we can use the ABC, and he really just shares how it has helped his business grow. So, you know, as we're looking around at some of those basic skills that are like our fundamentals, that are important to improve on, it really, you know, sort of raised in my mind, hey, you know, I've been doing some, but I need to think about this more, and it's a place where I really need to utilize my resources and do that much more and train my people to do it much more. So it's a good, and it's short, so it's a good, you know, 8-minute shot that I'll probably watch a couple times.
Thank you. I really recommend all of us watch it multiple times and start to practice it. Because one of the important parts is the edification of, you know, when you're the B and then your prospect is the C and you're going to call an A, is part of it is, you know, to set up the call is to edify the A, and then part of the call is the A is going to edify the B. And so Brian really goes over that and helps us see how to do that. And, you know, it's just important for us to start practicing it. and use it in all three of those circumstances. So do we have another person that would like to share?
Candace, do you have your hand up? Did you watch it?
Okay, you guys, so our homework, several things for our action workshop is to get on this call with Ben Woodward this morning, and if that doesn't work for you time-wise, is, you know, once it's recorded, it will be up on Dave's SoundCloud sometime on Monday. And then the other thing is to listen to this 8-minute video, listen to it several times, practice, like, you know, practice in the mirror, practice with your upline, practice with your downline, so that we learn to do those three-way calls. One of the things is, we've talked about before, is like when you're doing your, you know, you're sitting down with your prospect that you'd like to bring onto your team, potentially bring onto your team, and to set up the three-way call, have the picture, you know, that picture I've sent it out several times of Jack and I, the picture from the magazine, because when you show them our picture, this is who we're going to be talking to, these are our business partners, and, you know, a little bit of edification. It's going to be easier, I think, to do those three-way calls. And just practice. And one of the best ways to practice is when you do sponsor somebody, either a customer or a business partner, is to do a three-way call with us, to do one with Dave Johnson, to do one, you know, with your upline, maybe do one with your downline that had a similar business background, a similar product experience. And it just helps everybody to feel like they're part of a team. It bridges that. It just, you know, it's using a tool. It's helping people to, it's hard for people a lot of times that we know really well to hear us. And when we do a three-way call, they hear what the A is saying. It's amazing.
This is Ruth.
Hi, Ruth. Hello.
Hey, good morning. So I just want to add one other thing. You know, absolutely three ways is so important, but I have been doing a few this week for some cross lines, and I've got to tell you, they were excited, but I was even more excited because they gave me new people to talk with, and it just got me all excited again. So it works both ways, whether you're the A or the B. So I just wanted to share that.
That's a great insight, Ruth. Thank you. Yeah, it's good for all of us. And people, you know, people love being part of a team, and it just helps people feel included. It makes them feel, you know, special and empowered, right? And
yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, that's a very good point. Dave Johnson always says, you know, that I just told myself all over again that last four letters of enthusiasm is I am sold myself. So when you do something like this, it is very, very uplifting for all of us.
Super. Well, thank you, everybody, for being on the call this morning. You guys are all fantastic. And we're doing this, you guys. 21 Club, going to be new volume, new seniors, new executives,
new silvers,
and then that leads to new golds and new platinums and new diamonds and new royal diamonds. And, you know, it just helps. It's people helping people to have a richer, fuller life, to have better health, to have more abundance, to have more friends, to be more empowered, to grow. Humans being more, right, you guys?
Absolutely.
Yay team.
Thank you.
Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you very much.
I love you, appreciate you.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jack and Karen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.